Phone Boy Speaks, episode 396, Promiscuous Purchasing.
Apple's been in the news recently because they have they had some sort of lawsuit with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission about in-app purchases and the fact that a bunch of people they handed their kids these smartphones or iPads and iPods and the kids went to town purchasing stuff and of course they got big bill, they ended up getting big bills and the people got together and sued. And so there was a lawsuit and all of that stuff. And, Apple has to change its business practices, which they were going to do anyway. I have a couple of thoughts on this. And first of all, there's a part of me that says, well, okay, if you don't know your devices, this is what's going to happen. But I have to realize that I'm reasonably technical. I mean, I am a tech douchebag. And I actually look before I give my kids devices. I look at them and make sure that they're not going to be able to do anything that I would regret later. For example, credits charged or whatever, right? Or that's I try to figure out what tools are available on the device to restrict their ability to purchase stuff or do in-app purchases or whatever. And even as bad, I've got an old third generation iPod Touch, and one of the things I said on the device immediately was this: there's a function in there to say, how often or how long do you have to wait before the to re-enter the password when you do an upgrade or something or you do a purchase, and you can cache it for 15 minutes, and that's I think what happened with a lot of parents, right? Is that they ended up they enter the password one time, and then within 15 minutes the kids go buy a bunch of stuff, and then lo and behold the parents have the bill shock of hundreds of dollars of in-app purchases that. Kids didn't realize that this was costing real money. So, there's that. But I went, of course, I went and set that setting to require password immediately. So there's no caching, which is, the other side of that is that it's actually very painful, right? If I have to do a lot, a number of upgrades, right? Each time I do something in the App Store, it requires the password. And so, and then I realized that people aren't smart enough to do that, right? They don't realize that this is going on. And so, Apple is going to have to change some stuff. But these devices are, they're easier than a computer, right? And I think computers are too complicated for most people. I'm starting to think that smartphones are becoming too complicated for most people. And that's the sad truth, right? Is there's all these options and people don't realize that they exist and they don't understand that, when I enter my password, it's actually held in memory for 15 minutes or whatever the thing is. So, it'd be certainly good for Apple to, certainly change the operating system to say, hey, look, by the way, this will, allow you to make purchases without entering a password for 15 minutes. And so at least the parents would be informed, right? That they can make the choice, right? That they can either, cache the password or not, when doing purchases. Apple can make some changes there, but I think at the end of the day, I view all of this as, people need to take responsibility for their stuff and they need to educate themselves about the device. And I realize that I'm doing this, I'm saying this as a tech douchebag, that I'm saying it like it's easy. And I know that it's not easy, but ultimately with life, right, things are going to take advantage of you if you don't look out for yourself and see what's going to happen and, what are the possibilities. So I understand I'm saying this and I'm not being glib about it. I understand that this is not necessarily an easy thing to ask some people, but if you don't take responsibility for your stuff and you don't take responsibility for knowing what you're giving your kids, then, that's a bigger problem and you really need to solve that problem. And I don't think any amount of lawsuits, against companies like Apple who are doing this stuff is going to fix that problem. You have to know what your kids are doing. You have to understand what you're giving them, and the risks and responsibilities. And I'll be honest, even I don't fully understand all of them. In some cases, I probably have a better handle on some of these technical things or technical items than most people, but. I miss things too. And so this is, but it's ultimately our responsibility as parents to know what our kids are doing. And that's, so that there's no lawsuit that's going to fix that problem.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.